Blog Talk yo, Radio.
Hello.
Yo, yo, yo. So,
what up, Joe?
Welcome to episode 11 of Is That So Detroit? This is a palindrome episode, right? 11? Yeah.
Nice.
So,
yes.
How has your week been? How's your week been so far, Jay?
No, so-so. I'm still alive. You?
That's always good. You know, same old. Nothing too out of the ordinary.
Cool. So, what's on tap today?
Okay. So, today, this past weekend, as you guys know, listeners, if you're new, welcome. Jay and I have been friends for quite some time. So, as you may have guessed, our loving the daytime does not only happen on our weekly show. I mean, the whole idea of this podcast came along because we have been having debates, heated conversations, far before this podcast came along. That being said, we got into a normal impromptu argument. And the funny thing is, it wasn't just us. It was our whole little group of friends this past weekend. And we were like, oh, you know what? We're going to talk about this on Wednesday because it needs to be said. So we would love to hear your feedback. But, yeah, so today, as you might be able to tell from the title, we are talking about the woman who some people like to call Queen B, Beyonce, Bonono, as I used to affectionately call her back in the Disney, my college days, I used to call her Bonono. You know, Beyonce. We were talking about Kid Rock's recent commentary on her validity as an artist. Basically, if you weren't up on what he said, he basically said that she's nothing to write home about. You know, like, he said that, sure, she's all right, but she's not timeless, basically.
Right.
So we started discussing that ourselves. We started talking about that. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today on the show. If you're not familiar with Kid Rock, he has been around a long time. He is an artist as well, if you didn't know that. I don't know what rock you may have been hiding under, but the name of this show is That So Detroit? And here he's well known, even if you're even if not anywhere else. So yeah, basically the comments were made during a Rolling Stone interview in which he said he was flabbergasted by Beyonce's ultra popularity. And here is the quote. He said, "Beyonce to me doesn't have a bleeping Purple Rain, but she's the biggest thing on earth. How can you be that big without at least one Sweet Home Alabama or old time rock and roll?" He further went on to comment on her body, saying that he doesn't even really think that she's all that attractive. I mean, she's okay, but it's not doing anything for him, he said. So, that, as you might have guessed, the Beehive went after him. They went after him. So Jay, we talked about this past weekend. What do you say about that?
It is so cold in the D. So all that shade is totally unnecessary. It's so cold in the D. So all that shade is unnecessary.
Oh God!
Look, man, get it. Everybody has their own opinion and they're entitled to it. But he sounds a little bitter. He's just like he's mad because he hasn't received that popularity. Okay. So, I'm not a member of the Beehive. You know, when she first, like, came up and went solo, I liked her. You know, I was about 12, 13. I thought she was hot. Like, you know, hey, it happens. Yeah. As I got older, you know, I never disliked her. I just was like, you know, I was kind of on Beyonce overload, so to speak. But at the same time, I respect her as an artist. I respect her as a musician. I think she's one of the few popular artists that can really sing. She just doesn't have that material at this time that showcases that ability to sing.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm not a member of Beehive, I respect her artistry. I respect what she's done. So to say that, you know, I don't understand what all the hoopla is about, that's kind of, you know, it kind of doesn't seem very objective.
Okay. Okay, I hear you, and I heard you this past weekend. My thing is, okay, and I don't know how many of our listeners are a part of the Beehive or who are like yourself and just respect her artistry, understanding that artists will go through phases and maybe not all of their music will appeal to you at any given moment in time. That being said, I think that there might be a little something to what Kid Rock was saying. Now, I think that it does bear saying that he is a very smart man. It's only because he is releasing his new album, First Kiss. Okay, so that's why he's even getting these interviews, because he's releasing this new album and he's going to be doing concerts soon. So, of course, this is getting a lot of free publicity going for him. So that was smart on his part.
Sure.
But I think that at least part of his quotes ring true in that Beyonce is a good singer. Late last year, or maybe the middle of last year, there was an article going around that was talking about how Beyonce may be a good singer, but she's not a great vocalist. She's not the top vocalist because she doesn't have the same level of artistry and musicianship as maybe some of the other artists that are out here that don't have her same notoriety. She's a great singer, but she's not going to go into a studio, write and craft an entire album or just one song by herself. She is not a musician in that right. She's a great singer.
Everybody has people
but
that
she can't
everybody
even,
has people that, you know, help them. Oh, go ahead.
And that's true. But when you look at some others who actually musically talented, who maybe play instruments or who can maybe go into a studio and sing all of the vocals, all the backgrounds, all of the ad-libs, who can hear the music themselves and craft it and actually make something melodic with their voice beyond the words that they're singing, that's not Beyonce. I think get her on top of the track and she can sing. But she doesn't even have the desire
I don't believe that's true.
That you can even listen to a cappella. Like, she, there's no doubt.
I don't believe
she's
that's
a great
true.
Singer.
Just
I'm
because
not saying
she
that she's
hasn't
not a great
doesn't
singer.
Mean that.
I don't know if she can.
That's because she. Right. What I'm saying is don't, you know, kind of put that claim out there just because she hasn't, and that's because of what genre she's in. That doesn't mean she can't do it.
Well, I don't know, though, because there are other people in her genre that have done more. And my thing is, even if someone isn't presently doing it, you know that they can do it. I mean, look at Brandy, for instance. She's in the same genre.
Oh,
you can listen to her song without a track and hear the music.
We had this discussion.
There's not one
this weekend.
Beyonce song.
I thought she's
I know.
Not the same
There's,
genre.
She's
R and B. Secondly, I'm not a fan. Her voice is very limited. Her
oh
songs aren't that great.
Her songs,
you're gonna have to
her
give me
might
another
not
person.
Be as catchy for a majority of the people, but catchy is what makes you popular, which is why Beyonce is a pop singer. Like, she's a popular singer. But when it comes to it just not being catchy, I mean, there are loads of songs that are catchy, and I hate that they get stuck in my head because I hate the song. I hate the words. I hate it, but they're catchy, so that's what makes the song popular. But a popular song doesn't mean that you're any good. I mean, look at people who have been popular in the past, who have had pop hits in the past, and they're trash. That means nothing. Just because they're popular or because their song is catchy, that doesn't mean anything. And
it's
like I'm saying,
between
I'm not
a catchy
saying that
song
Beyonce
is something that's thought out and catchy.
No.
If it's thought out and catchy, that's different than I swing in my white tee, I bang in my white tee, something like that, or
Beyonce
that
songs
boy.
Are not
it's
thought
it's
out.
Total
it's not like
it's
Beyonce
total...
is making soul-changing, life-changing music. Come on. To the left, to the left.
That doesn't make
on
it
the
any
box,
less,
to the left.
That doesn't make
like,
it any less artistic.
On.
That doesn't take away anything from her being a musician. It doesn't.
I think that she's
one-dimensional.
And I know.
Commercial.
I know that the Beehive will come after me, but I think she's one-dimensional. I think that she's a pretty face who can dance. I think it doesn't hurt that she is as attractive as she is to most people, and I think that that's what has put her in the position that she is. Because when you think of
I think
other
that's an opinion.
Musicians, when you look at MJ, even after at least half of his fans could not stand the way he looked, could not stand what his lifestyle was like, things about him, they still loved his music. That is what you call a truly timeless musician. Like, that's what you call that. Even after
Beyonce
you don't even like
musician.
The person.
You can't discredit her music just because it's very catchy. Michael Jackson's music was catchy, but nobody discredit his musicianship. Nobody
because
said he couldn't get in the studio.
He
didn't play instruments.
Something.
He didn't.
He
had engineers.
Something.
Jones
produced
the good album. He didn't produce it.
Fair. But he was saying something in his music. And he had more than
and
just a pretty face that could cause people to like him. Like, his songs are actually timeless. Songs that he has
love
are
Michael
timeless.
Jackson. After he got the
Michael
first
Jackson.
After he got the first plastic surgery, people loved him. They wanted to marry him. A whole bunch of people did.
But that's what
they
I'm
love
saying.
Michael
that's
Jackson.
What I'm saying, though. But even people who didn't look like what he looked like and didn't like what they thought his lifestyle was, they still couldn't discredit his music. Because it's timeless. He had hits that are still being played now and will continue to be played for generations. There are
time period.
Songs.
It's a different time period. What?
It doesn't matter.
How many songs now can you say that about, really? How many songs can you say that?
People are still.
That's her genre.
People are still making
what
music,
songs?
People are
what
still
songs
making music,
are
going to
live forever
that's,
from right now?
That's timeless. I mean, I think that songs like Thinking Out Loud, right? That is a timeless hit.
What song
of
is
a
that?
Love song that will continue to be played. It's a song by Ed Sheeran. Or Stay
that
With Me.
Who you ask.
Or Say Something. Like, those
love.
Are the types of songs that will continue to be played. But I'm sorry, Drunk in Love is not a song that they're going to be playing in 3 decades.
The Places Live not going to be played forever? Single Lady?
They might not even be
all those dance
it.
Songs she has, they're not going to be played forever?
I don't think so.
I
mean, I
do. They play them every
and,
Friday night
and
with them, every Saturday night.
On
they
top of that,
them.
Even if you were a singer, but you were doing something revolutionary in your videos or in your dance moves that you're making up, she's been copying costumes, dance moves, video concepts for her whole time out. Even if she put something out that was truly original and groundbreaking. Come on. You can't even say that. You talk about
who
all
does?
The different ladies.
Who doesn't copy?
Which,
who doesn't
which might be arguably... Which might
who
be arguably the one song
somebody else?
you can take ideas, but you have never had an original thought in your life. Like, you don't have one. Let's not even talk about songs. You don't have one moonwalk or one crazy soul to speak of.
Who does? Kim, who does? Who does? Who does right now? Tell me somebody who has something original right now. Who does?
Today? Okay.
Yes.
First of all, we are, because people are comparing her to the artist. Come on.
I never said.
You're putting her on the same level as MJ. But that's what I'm saying.
Record
like,
sales don't lie,
Kim.
Number one songs, number one albums don't lie. Radio play doesn't lie. None of that stuff doesn't lie. It doesn't lie.
No, it
doesn't
lie.
Nobody can be that popular and that groundbreaking if they have no material, except for maybe like Madonna or something.
No, no. You know what makes her have those type of record sales? Because the Beehive doesn't care whether the song is crap or not. They're going to buy it regardless. That's what it is.
You can't call it crap just because you don't like it and you don't think it's musical. Songs like that connect. She has some,
like,
serious songs. I just can't remember them.
I'm not saying that I don't like
her music. Because I'm not a Beehive member.
I'm saying that her music isn't groundbreaking. I don't understand. The same as Kid Rock, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand the Beehive. I don't understand why they break their necks for her. Because, one, she
I don't either. But I'm not going to discredit her music, her craft, her artistry. She works. She's a songwriter. She's won awards for
like
songwriting. Like, you can't argue that.
She's
you
a songwriter.
Take that
Wait
away
minute.
From her.
Wait a minute. She's a songwriter, though?
You can look it up.
Come on.
She's won awards for songwriting. You can't discredit that. You can't take away from it.
By herself? What one song has she written by herself, though?
Look, man, the records don't lie. I'm not going
to
say it. Cause I don't know, because I'm not a Beehive member. I keep saying that.
We don't have
you can't
to look
discredit
it up.
That. You can't say all
like
speculation. All you can talk about is what's on the records. What's on the records?
Like I said. I'm not saying she's not a good singer. What I'm saying is she doesn't have a song that is that one hit that defines a generation.
She has many of them.
She doesn't have that.
She has many.
Please.
Yes. She has many
Please.
Hits. And she's a victim
yes,
of herself putting stuff out every other week. Every other week,
yes,
that diminishes
that
her value. Just like
quantity,
you say Chris Brown. Chris Brown's
quality,
a big guy. Chris Brown's
quantity
big.
Doesn't
how many hits
quality.
Do people have? How many?
You know how many songs Lil Wayne has? Does that equal quality?
How many of them
no.
you remember? How many of them can
you
name
know
right now?
Do you know
you
how many awards
name
Kanye
how many
has
Beyonce
won? Do you know how many awards Kanye has won? Does that equal quality? He's gone off his
can't
rocker.
Say that. Kanye was a musical genius at a time. You can't even now. You can't say that he's crap just because you don't like it. I don't like it, but I'm not going to discredit him because he's done what he's done. He produced countless hits before he
even. I'm not even discrediting
her.
What I'm saying is she's not on the level.
You're saying she's a fraud. In a nutshell, you're saying she's a fraud.
I said she's a good singer. I said she's a good singer. What I said was she doesn't have a song that defines a generation. Like, if you want to put her on the same level.
Who does?
MJ.
Other
you don't have
exactly
a sound. She doesn't even have a sound that defines a generation. When you want to
identity.
Think about people
That's
like.
That's opinion. What's the opinion? There's many people that disagree with that.
I don't think it's an opinion. My thing is, you can. That's something that's quantifiable. When you can name the song, when you can name the sound, when you can say James Brown defined a time period with his music, that's an icon.
It's a different
Beyonce
time.
Doesn't have
it's
that.
A different time.
She's a great musician. She's a great singer, but she's not someone who you can put your finger on throughout history and say, yep, find a generation. They were groundbreaking. She's a great performer. I won't take that away from her. From what I've heard, she puts on quite the show. I'm sorry.
This is the art of
correlation.
What can you do in the auto tune generation to make a sound?
You can make a mark.
How many people perform live with just a band and no tracks? Who does that?
As a matter
why mess with what works?
Because you want to be a musician that matters. How many times have you seen a video on YouTube even of Beyonce just singing? Just Beyonce.
You can find them if you
just live in the music.
Just
live in the music.
You probably can find some right now if you will.
She has to change keys. She has to be less fabulous. And the few little clips
that I've heard.
But there are people, even Jessie J, and I'm not even saying that she is iconic. But these are the type of people that prove that you can have a sound that is your sound and be able to produce it with just you. No,
Jessie J isn't popular.
No track.
Very few people know Jessie J. Only reason I know Jessie J is because of you.
But that's what I'm saying, though. So I'm not talking about popularity. It's just what Kid Rock is saying.
Popularity takes away from artistry sometimes.
Because let's be honest, Jessie J was the one who was behind hits like Party in the USA. When Miley Cyrus was the one doing all the concerts, getting all the money from performing it, and you want to say that was a hit, Jessie J wrote that.
So there are people
who are still musically just making a mark and having a sound their own and doing amazing things. So it's kind of like,
why can't you give her credit for what she writes?
What does she write, though? Okay, we might have to talk about this next time, but I'm going to try now.
Please do, because I'm going to look up the songs
Beyonce,
that she's written.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you videos. You can't just say, you know, she's not this and she's not that when there's proof and there's records that say that she's done this. Can't take away her hundreds of millions of albums and just say that's because she's popular. You have to have some kind of substance.
Please.
That's all I'm...
Are you really going to sit here and tell me 7-Eleven has... Like, no. But people
that's
are
just
playing
really cool
it and
of
it like
sure. Michael Jackson had plenty songs that were just, at the moment, a hot song. But they're not going to be remembered forever. Or Stevie Wonder, or whoever you want to name. You can't judge that just off that. You said it yourself. That was her Ratchet album. Have you ever listened to Dangerous in Love? That was a pretty good album.
Yeah.
Like, it was a very R&B. Or
it
B-Day. I didn't listen to it, but I heard some songs. And those were, like, those were popular albums, but they're musically inclined. You can't just take that away just because they're popular. Just because
I said she's popular. I said she's a good singer. However, that still doesn't equal, like Kid Rock said, that still doesn't equal that one song that is a timeless classic instantly. She doesn't have one of those. None of them.
He doesn't have one
either. Because you don't have to have one to know one. He didn't even say, I should have a beehive. He just said, she doesn't have one to me, and I don't understand.
That's an opinion.
I think that it's an opinion that's worth thinking about.
It's worth considering, but you can't just say that she doesn't. just because it may not be a fan, you may not like a song, certain song.
Okay, so I'm
you
going to
you can't say that people
aren't
going to ever play Dangerously in Love again, or Crazy in Love, or Love on Top. You can't say that nobody's going to play these songs ever again, because these songs play on radio stations after a couple
yeah.
years after. Irreplaceable. You can't say that nobody's ever going to play that song again. Can't say that.
I'm looking for...
So therefore,
I'm looking through...
So therefore, it makes it timeless if it's more than one time period. You can't say that nobody's going to play it.
I'm looking through the list of songs on Wikipedia that I found that Beyonce helped to write. And I'm looking for one that she wrote just by herself. So if you want to be a singer-songwriter, you have to have songs that you just weren't one of the writers on. And most of these songs, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, including her own sister Solange, that helped to write the songs right along her name. And fair, like I said, she is a good singer. I'm not taking that
away from Michael Jackson didn't have co-writers? Michael Jackson didn't have co-writers?
He may have. But Michael Jackson...
There is so much and so little that can be credited as songwriting. Like, if somebody writes a hook or a verse from a hook, they could get credit for that song. So, you know, is no measure of how much
is,
that for better or for worse.
If you want to toss that in there as one of the things that makes that artist timeless, then, yeah, let's investigate it. All I'm saying is doesn't have one thing that is just her own. She doesn't have an... Well, I said it. I've said it all. I've said everything I can say. And I think that...
Well, being a great performer doesn't constitute...
I said she's a great performer, but let's be honest. There are plenty of people who are great performers who aren't musicians at all.
Right now, how many great performers are there right now that are mainstream?
Rihanna, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry's a great
Jay-Z.
Performer? Look, man, I've seen that Super Bowl performance, and I'm seeing that Super Bowl performance was not great.
But just
so,
like you said, if you want to go off numbers and popularity, just because you didn't like it doesn't mean it's not good.
True.
You can recognize the artistry in her performance.
I'm talking about
performance
right now, not music. You know?
Yeah. She gave a great performance.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She gave a great performance. Yeah.
Well, I did say opinion, so I'll let you have that one, just because I did say
what
opinion
is
opinion.
But, yeah, I mean, you know.
I'll give you that, even though I don't
these days. Miley Cyrus.
And half of my Facebook and Twitter feed agree with me, so.
And the other half didn't. So,
one minute.
I think it's safe to say. I mean, heck, Kid Rock, from what I hear, gives a good performance. What
and I've never
Beyonce,
seen it, but I can agree with that.
What makes Beyonce, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of people that are great performers. MJ was quite possibly one of the greatest performers of all time. You know.
That's just like you can call Whitney Houston a great performer. You can call her a great vocalist, but she never performed. She never danced on the stage.
Yeah, I don't think she
was
a great performer.
She
wasn't a great performer because she was a groundbreaking vocalist. Her voice was all she needed. She could literally go out on the stage by herself and sing a song with minimal music, and it would leave you touched to your core.
True.
There are only
a
few
it.
Times that I've witnessed Beyonce do anything close to that. I'm not going to say she's never done it, because I have seen
that's
a couple
time.
Of performances.
That's time. You got the time.
But,
yeah.
That's time.
And we'll have to table
this
for next time.
More.
All right. Is that so Detroit? Is that so Detroit? All right. We'll see you next week.
Is that so? See you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.